Okay, oh yeah, you say you had a colored woman who came in and did the cleaning, right?
Yeah.
Did you have someone who
took care of the smaller children?
Uh-huh.
And then we had somebody else to do the cleaning.
Were you yourself brought up by a colored woman?
Oh, no, She came in and talked to care of my mother went out, and my mother always took care of her children.
Uh-huh.
And then we had this woman that she also would do the cooking.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, my mother always took care of her auntie, and I know she was going out somewhere, and her auntie was very reliable, and she could trust her, to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the only time that we knew her, you know, for her to cook and clean, and then we had this woman that did the washing, and everything, like I say, she was such a wash out, you know, you do it in your home, like you do now, but the washing machine was so good, and then they put it in the everything was so convenient now.
Yeah, right. Do you have anyone who helps you now, or do you do it all by yourself?
My sister and I, my sister and I live with me. There's no, we do the washboards and do all the washboards.
Uh-huh.
Just have yard man and comes and does the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Back in the front, but in the house, we do it ourselves.
You do it all by yourself,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
About how long ago do you think most people started doing that?
I don't even know how long, because some of this time, during my mother's lifetime, she had a stroke and was sick for about 11 years, and we always had somebody come and help them, because I worked and my sister all the time. And we had somebody come and help them. But since her death, we haven't heard anybody, and she's been dead about 18 years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But I would say that maybe it was maybe 15 years before people kind of got, you know, the property of that stroke. And they went out into work, they didn't make no money. So I think someone charged a good bit today to come in and clean your house.
Yeah, compared to what they used
to. Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm, you pay them all the week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have a girl that comes in to myself. I live by myself.
You're not married?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were not.
They charged for about $3 or $4 an hour, or they just got a job. No.
Days from 9 to about 1 o'clock, one day a week, and I give it $10 for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little over $2 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the yard man is still charging $2 now, and we're paying $50 by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I have to pay $10 for the roofing, other times I pay $8. All depends on the condition of it, whether it's a lot of leaves, a lot of pine stalls, it's just that person. Not very much, I can get by the six.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like 8 or 10.
Right, right.
And I guess they take it with something, but sometimes 3 hours, if they do a real good job and take the whole hoop and knock it all down, it's about a 3 hour job. So it's a little over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just a
little
over 2 hours. Yeah. Well, the first thing I did, used to go to the fly bar that came out was on Broad Street. $2 to do it. He was still there. In fact, he was the one that
said he
saw it. The times are really going high and high.
Yeah,
I don't think
it'll
ever come back like it used to be.
No. Well, let me see. What about your family? Should it be your family from Augusta here as well?
My mother, was in Augusta, she was born in Savannah when she was a small baby. They came to Augusta to live, and my father was born in Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say practically that they were, from Augusta.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And you said she was brought here when she was still young. Maybe she must have been educated here as well.
Yeah.
Did she go to St. Mary's as well?
No, she went to...